Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Last week when I was filling in, I had a chance to check in with Brian Enten. He is with News Nation. He is based in Miami. And basically, Brian, you have been assigned to follow the Gabby Petito story from moment one. This is what you do almost every day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Today, it's been officially 1 month that we've been on the story. So we've been outside the laundry house pretty much every day. I went home for like 2 weekends. But yeah, we've just been monitoring everything from Northport, basically camped out here.
This is a story that America has been, I don't know, I don't want to use the word fascinated, but everybody's been following it. And I think maybe as a parent, it's one of those things that you're just so horrified that you would think that your daughter, who has a social media presence, who's traveling, who's smiling, who's happy, who's with her boyfriend, you know, just traversing the United States and showing the rest of the world through social media some of the beautiful places she's been, and then boom, she's gone. And her boyfriend comes home, and fill in the story from there. And I don't know how people wouldn't know about it, but go ahead and fill in the story.
Yeah, I think there has been a fascination. I think that's actually a good word because so many people connect to the story for different reasons, whether they have kids or whether they're into social media or whether they're, you know, passionate about domestic violence issues or just the mystery of the whole thing. But yeah, basically, Gabby Petito and her fiance, Brian Laundry, went on this cross-country road trip. They were doing YouTube videos and Instagram and creating a travel blog. They were in their van. They called it van life. And everything looked perfect. I mean, their life looked amazing. This was like this incredible adventure, this beautiful young couple. Then it all started to unravel when Brian Laundry came back here, where I am in Northport, Florida, to his parents' house in his fiance Gabby's van, but without Gabby. We all sadly know what happened and what transpired after that. Gabby was found dead in Wyoming, and now Brian Laundry, her fiance, is missing and is now wanted.
And it seems like he's missing because he wants to be missing, and there's a lot of speculation that his parents were a part of that. You know, there's so many sketchy details. So you've been there for every moment of them. And last week when we spoke, his dad decided all of a sudden he was going to go help search for his son, which a lot of people would speculate that he actually helped him escape. So his sister also came out and said, hey, turn yourself in. There was conversation that perhaps he was on the Appalachian Trail. But he's an outdoors guy. He's what we might call a survivalist. So he could be out in the woods or traveling through forests or on the Appalachian Trail for quite a long time, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, he has been called a survivalist. He was very into camping. He didn't like having a cell phone. He didn't really like electronics. He was one of those guys that potentially could sort of live off the grid, which is why a lot of people have been wondering whether he is on the Appalachian Trail. There's been obviously this focus on this swamp here, which is becoming harder and harder to imagine just because it's so flooded and there's alligators and snakes and it's so hot this time of year down here. But really, at this point, he could be anywhere.
I would think that if he was in danger, his parents would be distraught. Like we would see a different face on his parents. I feel like they might have some idea of where he went. But the fact of the matter is that nothing showing up on credit cards or phones. You've got to have some kind of money to get food, even if you're a survivalist, I would think. Or it's intriguing. So tell us what's going to happen today, why this news story is going to dominate the 5 o'clock news.
So today is a big moment because we found out that the Teton County coroner is going to have a press conference 2:30 Eastern time, so that would be 1:30 your time in Chicago. He's in Wyoming, obviously. And he announced he's going to have a press conference this afternoon, and he is going to talk about the autopsy. The level of detail he'll give, we don't know. All we know so far is that Gabby's death was ruled a homicide. We do not know the exact cause of death, how she died, the condition of her body, the toxicology, all of those questions we don't know. So the thought is that he may be revealing all of that in this press conference this afternoon. Although you know, talking to law enforcement experts, you know, it could go both ways. He could reveal more information, or he could be having this press conference to basically say, you know, I can't reveal more information because this is still an active FBI investigation.
Well, the fact that they're pre-promoting it and it seems surprising that he's holding it himself seems like there better be some information that people are waiting for, because it would be hard to, you know, build this up and then just come out and go, I can't release details. That would make people absolutely crazy about this.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that he said he will take questions and answers. So I would imagine there's going to be some new information that comes out of this. How much, we don't know. I was talking to a former FBI agent last night and a prosecutor. Both said, you know, with the investigation where it is right now, it would be very, very strange for them to give the full cause of death with the potential killer still on the run. Normally they try to keep that secret. I mean, in other cases, they've kept it secret for as long as a year. So we're not really sure exactly what to expect, but yes, it will be dominating the news. It's going to be very interesting.
And the county coroner, that county coroner is an elected official, right? He's elected?
Yeah, he's just a local official. I talked to him on the phone early on. You know, it's a small county. Obviously, he wasn't expecting this kind of attention. You know, I mean, you just call him up and he answers his cell phone. But what happened is, once this case got taken over by the FBI, every time we would call him, he would say, I am not allowed to say a word. This is all in the hands of the FBI. And the FBI can really control what he can release. So we confirmed this morning that the FBI and the U.S. attorney are not going to be part of this press conference, which is also very interesting.
So News Nation will break the news the minute they get it, because of this guy, Brian Enten, who has been a stellar journalist following this story. And can I just suggest that people follow you on Twitter as well, because you take questions, you respond, and you post immediately details that you uncover. And that's Brian Enten, E-N-T-I-N, at Brian Enten on Twitter. Thank you so much for calling us again today, Brian. I sincerely appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Lisa.